This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ourselves focused here. What's going on? We can't be singing and dancing in the streets when there are serious things to discuss on the radio. What's the matter with you? Whoever you are.
You use people.
Use people. Use guys. It's the DJV experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Happy to welcome in experienced broadcaster Jennifer Horn, who's here to practice her trade, and all the rest of us as well practicing our trade. It's just like being in the doctor's office. Open up and say, ah, or let me see if I can do a proctology exam on you.
Wow.
Okay, 9 o'clock tonight at Hofstra. What a great name. Is it Hofstra University for the Talkers Convention this year? I'm going to Hofstra next week, as a matter of fact, for a celebration of Joy Brown's life, which we're going to have there. But in the meantime, that's more important than this, but this will get some attention. The networks are all there, cable news channels out there. Can you imagine what a nightmare it is for the people trying to run that school today? 70 million people are registered to vote. Did you know that?
That's
the
me.
70 million people who are ready for this debate. 70 million people say they'll watch this. So
I don't
let's
think
see.
They'll all be at Hofstra University, though.
No, they won't.
Lester
Holt is moderating. I'm not going to watch it because the person I'm most interested in isn't going to be there. So why should I watch it? I know what Donald Trump is going to say in the main. I know what Hillary Clinton is going to say in the main. So other than the gotcha moments or maybe them. It'll be interesting to see how polite. If Trump is smart, he will be very polite. And if Hillary is smart. Well, go ahead, Jen.
What? No, that's all he has to do is kind of be polite and measured with his responses. That's all he has to do is prove that he's not crazy and bombastic.
Yep.
And Hillary, on the other hand, has a little bit more going in. I think she has more to prove because she not only has this health stuff going on, so she's going to have to look healthy.
Good.
She's going to have to look energetic. But then she can't look over energetic like she does sometimes.
But is it sexist for us to look at her in a different way when it comes to her health, although Trump presents no signs of any problem, whereas she does a little bit here and there, or maybe more to some people. It just depends.
I don't think it's sexist.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Because she's had real problems. I mean, now if they were saying, oh, it's her time of the month, or her, you know, that would be more sexist. I mean, this is like
did
real problems.
Did somebody publicly say that?
No, I'm just saying that would
especially
be sexist.
Especially given her age. She doesn't have, unless she's really amazing, her time of the month left a couple of, about 15 years ago.
That ship has sailed.
I wonder what she was like going through menopause.
Oh boy. Now we're getting into sexism.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Anyway, all right. So any observations you have, you can share them with us. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Other things trending other than the Clinton and Trump squaring off tonight. The markets are steady around the price of oil. You notice the price of oil down a little bit the last 3 or 4 days. What's the temperature? What's the the cost of gasoline in California, Jen?
It's actually under $3 now. I don't know exactly what it is,
but
I noticed it dipped there again.
Last Wednesday when I filled up. What's it in New York, Victoria?
I have no idea, actually. I don't drive that often, so the last time I got gas was in Jersey, and it was less than $2.
Last time I got gas was after a bad meal last night. Oof.
Oh, boy. He's been setting himself up for that comment.
Richie, what's the price of you just waking up? What's the price of gasoline down there?
I paid to tune you out.
Yeah, I paid $1.99 over the weekend.
Okay, $1.99. So that's
pretty good.
All right, so we're just doing a little thumbnail sketch of what's going on. What's the most important question? Let's think that we're there tonight. And we're Lester Holt or whoever it is that's going to contribute the questions. What's the number one question, Jennifer, you want answered by these two?
I would want to, I mean, for me, security is
yeah,
the biggest
want
thing.
Yeah, what do you want? National security.
I would want to know about vetting refugees and fighting basically extreme Islam that has kind of made its way into the country.
Did you see 60 Minutes last night?
I did not. So
it was a fabulous, fabulous interview with the King of Jordan. If you did not see it, I was just coming home. I turned on the television while I was making myself this horrible cheese sandwich that must have stayed with me. But this interview with this fellow was about as important an interview as I've seen with a leader, talking about Muslims and what they are saying in the history of the Muslim religion. And it's anecdotal, getting along with Christianity and Judaism, the monolithic religions, what they think of terrorism, what they've done to splinter groups who have come out of Muslim history. It was very, very, he's very measured, he's very smart. I found him to be a very likable character, frankly.
For people who didn't see it, what was your biggest takeaway from it? What was the most surprising thing?
That the desire on his part and other leaders in the Muslim world was to get rid of these problems that have been created by... he didn't say it, I say it, that had been created by the West. Mm-hmm. His father told George Bush, the father, not to go into Iraq. So he didn't. I mean, they took care of the Kuwaiti problem, but George Bush, the father, didn't go all the way. And then the king, the current king, told George Bush, the son, not to go into Iraq. And, of course, he promptly dismissed what the king had to say, and that's the reason we have the mess that we do there. He doesn't blame the United States. He doesn't blame... The report did a very good job of having you understand what the Middle East was like after the Europeans in the early... at the turn of the 20th century went in and chopped things up, which is something I say on the air all the time. Most people don't, who haven't studied the history of this part of the world, don't even understand what I'm talking about. Same thing happened in Africa. Same thing happened in Asia. That's why we have all these conflicts. The Europeans created the situation that we're fighting with today. We didn't help any, but we didn't really start it. The Europeans, the Dutch, the French, and the British that went into these areas and conquered and just sliced and diced everything up have been responsible for all the modern problems in Africa, all the modern problems in the Middle East, except those that have been caused by the oil companies, and all the problems in Asia, Cambodia, Laos, North Vietnam, yeah. South Vietnam. None of that would have happened had the Europeans not gone in and blanked everything up.
Did he have an opinion about how this, going back to Jen's point about national security and international security, did he share an opinion on what should be done with ISIS or how it should be approached?
He said, wipe them off. That's what they've done. They've taken care of the problem themselves, which I thought was interesting, and they aren't here, but he said they have to be, what was the word he used? Wiped off the face.
Eradicated?
No, stronger than that. It was it was the strongest word that I'd heard used.
Wow.
To describe what needs to happen to them. They need to be eliminated, but it was a stronger word than that. And so,
did you feel that he was representative of his people? Or was
the Jordanians
type?
Yeah, I think if you watch the whole thing, the Jordanians love him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's very interesting. I'm definitely going to watch that tonight.
But if you also remember, I mean, Jordan's a little more progressive. One of the reasons that you know that is that ISIS has targeted Jordan quite a bit. In fact, remember the pilot who was burned alive in that cage? Those awful video images that are in our brain. That was a guy from Jordan.
Matter of fact, I'm now remembering that he went to one of the same. My daughter went to a couple of Oxford colleges to get a PhD, and he went to one of them. So he's an Oxford grad. Most of those guys that run those kind of, the Saudi Arabians have all gone to Oxford or Cambridge. You know, they send all their anybody who's in a leadership role in any of these wealthy Middle Eastern countries send their children to go to Oxford or to Cambridge.
And
so they
a
all
lot
know
of times,
the ways of the West.
Yeah, and a lot of times I know, I think it's one or two of the sons also went to boarding schools in America before they went over to England.
Yeah.
So,
they're
very westernized.
Yeah, extraordinarily so. And you can tell that by looking at them and understanding. But it's their, I don't want to say self-defense, but they realize what you need to get along and be understood and taken seriously in the world, and that is to, you know, speak the language of the West.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember that. Well, I'm going to get out my Roger Thesaurus and see what it was, or if I could go back to the...
You're going to pull out the big guns, eh, Tuggy?
Well, yeah. I would like to...
Don't tempt me. I'm going to pull out my Roger Thesaurus.
Is that like rosé, like wine? Like, is that
you don't know what a thesaurus is? Wait a minute.
Wait a second. No.
Hold on a minute.
Rosé, not thesaurus.
No, Roger. It's R-O-G-E-T. Roger was the author of the thesaurus.
Like chocolate.
You didn't know that?
Tomorrow, Roger.
I have a thesaurus.com. That's what I use.
Yeah, but you'll see when you look at it that it's Roger who's responsible for it. I'm going to find
it. It sounded delicious for a second there. So.
All right, I'm going to actually take a couple of minutes here, Richie, while you play a few spots. I'm going to go. I watched Designated Survivor online on the ABC website on Saturday night.
I watched that last night. It's so good.
It was a fabulous show.
So good.
That'll do.
One more little tip. I watched This Is Us. It's excellent.
Is it? Did you? Anybody see Bull with Weatherly?
Not yet. No.
18 past the hour.
My DVR.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't be a fool and say that you love me, 'cause you'll find a man who will stand by your side and will be there for you.
New Music Monday at 24 past the hour.
Just know that I do. I really like you, babe. And I wanna be there for you for the rest of your days. But I know that you're hurt if we keep on doing this. So I'm sorry to end this now, but I know that it's for the best. Don't be a fool.
Name of the new song by Shawn Mendes from his second album called Illuminate. Oh, no.
Illuminate.
That's what we have to do every morning. It's Illuminate.
That's a weird name for an album.
Yeah, right.
It's the new album Squeeze One Out by Doug Stanton.
Oh, nice. Shawn is a Canadian. He's younger than the little worm.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, how old is this kid?
I want to say 18, 19.
Really?
Yeah.
He's getting some traction here in our country. Some people think he's like John Mayer and Ed Sheeran. It's an interesting
thing. He's 18, very soulful sound.
Did he write this song himself too?
Yes.
That'd be pretty impressive. With this kid that age has this going on in his life that he can experience and write a song like this, that's pretty impressive, actually.
Just don't be a fool.
All right, next song and New Music Monday for you to hear so we can expose people to new tune by Luke Bryan.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the
here's to the farmer. But she set this aside for American Family Farm show, will you?
Downtown.
Well, I was just at a Luke Bryan concert on Friday.
Yeah, did you sing the song?
He just released the song, I think, on Friday. It's like a five-song mini-disc sort of that he released.
Yeah.
Because he does a lot. His parents are farmers. They're peanut farmers in Georgia. And so he gives back a ton of money and aid to farmers.
Yeah. But I've never seen him in Farm Aid.
The farmer.
But I don't think he has been in Farm Aid.
Natural fit for
I think
him.
It's because he does his own farm tour.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
This is the album from the farm tour.
Five songs. Yeah.
That's a lot better than Neil Young yelling at the farmer. I'll tell you that.
Neil Young. Voice.
I have great hips for days.
Say what?
And hips for days. I'm telling you, ladies, if you get a chance to go see Luke Bryan, you do not want to miss that opportunity. Those hips, oh my gosh.
Like Elvis hips, you mean?
Seriously, besides Elvis, I've never seen a man move his hips like Luke Bryan can.
A white man, at least, right?
That's right.
All right, next in the new music category, Idina Menzel. Queen of Swords. This is a card in a tarot deck, amongst other things. It's from her new album, Idina. It's her first studio work since she put out a Christmas album in 2014. New album also brings a new sound for her, a lot more poppy. She's a Broadway star for the most part, isn't she?
Tony Award winner, yeah, right. From Wicked. And there was something else. She just came back last year and did a revival. She also, of course, sang the song that everyone under 10 knows, Let It Go, from Frozen.
How old is
she? She's had a 40, mid-40s?
Mid-40s, okay. Yeah.
Mid to late 40s, maybe?
I'd never heard of her until a year or so ago. So cool.
She was kind of famous when Wicked came out.
Yeah.
Idina Menzel, Queen of Swords. What is this? What's the origin of the song? Anybody know why?
Do not know why.
It is a card. You know, it is a card to tarot deck. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she's a tarot fan.
Could be 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, dogs and cats need positive attention, but they will seek negative attention if necessary. If you are too busy to include playtime in your schedule every day, your pet will undoubtedly react by doing something, anything, to get your attention, being chewing the sofa leg or eliminating on the rug or jumping up on everyone when they come to the house. Naturally, you will punish your pet for this behavior, which will create the sought-after contact between you, as unpleasant as it may be. You know, negative attention syndrome, or what so many people describe as animals acting spiteful, quickly reverses itself once the pet is a positive outlet for his energy. It's the quality of time that you spend together that's important, not the quantity. You know, a lot of people will call me up and they say, listen, my dog doesn't listen to me at all, but if I yell at him, the dog really responds. Well, just like young kids, if they're not getting positive attention, they'll respond to negative attention. Any attention is better than no attention at all. That's why it's important to pay a lot of attention to your dogs or cats when they're doing everything right. Oh, more next time.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
For a 2016 Sprinter Worker, excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, farm availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filter. Filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Facing the day, Monday, the 26th of September, the DJV program, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. All right, so for those of you who are around the last half hour, and we made mention of the King of Jordan's appearance on 60 Minutes last night, and his reference to what to do to these splinter groups, the word I was looking for is obliterate. That's the word he used, the King of Jordan, to to not only focus on what they need to do with Daesh, but also what they have done, because he said there have been in the last 100-plus years, several before Al-Qaeda, and I don't remember this until sort of stretched back into my mind thinking about Middle Eastern history. Yeah, there were other groups after World War I, especially, that developed because of the European incursion into the Middle East and the resistance to it. So this is just another example of how these splinter groups inside, more inside the Muslim religion than others, at least in the modern world, modern times, are getting into the business of terrorizing the world. He said, the King of Jordan said they've been there before, they'll continue to be there, but they need to be obliterated. So having said that, what is he doing? He claims he can't do it by himself, and he's probably right, because they don't have a big army, and they don't have a lot of modern weaponry, which is unusual for a fairly wealthy Middle Eastern country. They don't spend their money on that sort of thing. They have a fabulous education system, although it's being taxed. But what he said, 30 some odd million people live in Jordan, and there are now 1.5 million refugees that have the old employment rate in Jordan. Used to be unemployment rate was 3-4%, same as it is here. Now it's 15%, because all of these people that are coming in there from Syria have really taxed the system, and so people are getting upset, as you can imagine. I mean, think about it. He used the same reference as we make reference here. Look at all the people who have come here illegally and who have screwed up the employment realities for lots and lots of people. And this is the same thing that's going on over there. And, so when you look at the ideas, the ludicrous ideas of letting more of these people come in here legally and then trying to deal with the ones who are here illegally, I'm really surprised that our unemployment rate has gotten down. It's just a little below 5% now. At least that's the government figure. We all know that that's a phony number, because there are many people who have gone through the system. They don't collect anymore. They're not there. Their numbers aren't there. But the real number is always about 3 or 4 points higher than what they say it is. So unemployment here is about 7%. And, it's better than being 8%. But imagine 15%. Imagine in China, in certain parts of the country, the unemployment rate among young men is 40%. And these men just wander. That's why homosexuality is one of the conversations you don't ever hear, but it's one of the, they consider it to be one of the biggest problems, is homosexuality, because the Chinese government abhors homosexuality. But yet with the
when I just blinked. How did we get here?
Yeah, I'm confused how that's related to the unemployment.
The unemployment, well, because I haven't finished telling the story yet.
Okay.
The number of unemployed in China has been brought about by the fact that there are fewer jobs now, that everything is settled down, and their economy isn't doing much better than many of the other places in the world, even though it was booming for a while. And one of the things that is a cause of this is the elimination of women. You know, that whole generation of getting rid of women, the reason for the homosexuality isn't the unemployment level, but because they're all traveling together, there aren't any women around, so they're having sex with each other.
Whoa, that I would highly disagree with that mentality. Men don't just shift over to being gay if there aren't women around.
I'm not here to debate or discuss how people become homosexuals. I'm just telling you that the homosexuality rate in China is higher than most any other supposedly developed country in the world. And the theory that they have put forth, that the people who have studied it, I'm not a student of this. I'm just telling you the theory is that there is homosexuality because there aren't women around to engage in sex. So you figure out whatever it is you want to figure out. I'm just telling you what has been the overview.
Kind of like prison then.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of homosexuality in prison. It isn't part of what you're necessarily born into. So how do we get off onto that? Anyway.
That's a great question, Doug.
Okay, as long as we're talking about the Chinese.
Hello, Monday.
Oh, no. Don't think I haven't been enjoying just sitting here listening, though.
This is great radio.
Thank you, Rich.
It is.
Okay. Why do the U.S. and Russians share the space station the Chinese can't? Anybody ever wonder that? Why are Chinese like astronauts not allowed in the international
space station? A priest and not in a camel walk into a bar type thing.
I don't know about that. The Chinese have their own manned space program. Why can't the Chinese get into our, well, the International Space Station, supposedly called international, but it's really the Russians and the Chinese? Because parts of the law passed in 2011 prohibit NASA from using any of its funds for cooperative projects with China. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia was the one who came up with the law, citing concerns over national security and industrial espionage. What? You don't think the Russians? What is this guy? You don't think the Russians are screwing around with our security and aren't doing it? Look at all the hacking that's being done by the Russians. Wow. Anyway, various government reports since the law went into effect have claimed China's space activity is a threat to our political and military security. So why don't you bring them in, you morons? Bring them into the party. I mean, there are all kinds of rumors about what the Chinese are able to do with their space program, the weaponry. That's always been a worry, I think, though, hasn't it? Really and truly? You don't know what these guys are putting up in space, whether it's the Russians or whether the Chinese or the Europeans. You don't know what they're going to tell you if they're going to put a nuclear bomb into some capsule and fire it into outer space.
I mean, there does seem to be an inherent suspicion that's stronger towards the Chinese than the Russians, and
Speaking of 60 Minutes yesterday, do you see the Putin, the suggestion that he would use nuclear weaponry to solve some of the world's problems? That ought to be the number one question.
Here's what I think the difference is that we know where our lines are. We know that Putin's going to try to get as much control as we can, but I don't know that we think Putin's going to go nuclear, because he knows if he goes nuclear, we go nuclear, and then pretty much everything is over, right? We all blow everything up.
Yep.
So China, on the other hand, do we know that we have that same level of trust with them? Or understanding? Probably not. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why there's a stronger suspicion. I mean, even in New York City, where I am, when the president, when the Waldorf Astoria was sold to a Chinese group, the president doesn't stay there anymore. So it's, I mean, and that was just because they cited spying concerns.
Yeah, they're more worried about China's stealing of information than they are nukes.
Right.
China is every day, every second, stealing our information. Every single, making counterfeit money. They are doing everything they can to undermine us, while at the same time going, thank you for your business.
Yeah, thank you for all your money.
Well, we didn't survive on 95% of everything that's made in America, that we use is made in China. I mean, it's, we created that problem.
Yeah, we sure as heck did.
Make America great again. Exactly. All his stuff is made in China.
All right, 43 past the hour. Television report focusing on the networks. Who's going to be the real big winner of the presidential debate tonight? Some people speculate it'll be the television networks. What do you think? We'll find out in a moment here.
We also have some audio from Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow from Friends that you have to hear some fun stuff.
Good. Okay, that's coming right up here.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry. No need to rinse off. This Wet Skin Moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties, helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 46 after the hour now. The DJV focus on television and the real winners in the presidential debate tonight will be the networks. Could be the most viewed television program. As a matter of fact, there some people speculating this may be the most viewed program in U.S. history, more than a Super Bowl game. Why?
When they say that this is bigger than the Super Bowl, people are expecting blood. You know, during the primaries, I think a lot of people voted for Trump because they figured he would be able to take Hillary to task.
Maybe I'm going to have to watch this then. I don't really want
to. Oh, you have to. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Between 80 to 100 million people are going to watch this thing tonight. 90 minutes, commercial free. See who's better suited. Neither of them are. Oh, my God.
I just don't understand what if people are there really people out there, though, who are going to watch this tonight and trying to learn something new or who are really undecided?
Yeah, I think there's a large chunk of people who are either on the fence, who are undecided, or independent voters who still need maybe that last little bit of confidence from
or who hate
that
both of them
toward.
And figure, okay, maybe I'll see one reason not to hate that one as much.
Right. Great PR for Hofstra University. Okay, there was a show called Celebrity Name Game with Craig Ferguson focused on a couple of the ex-friends from the TV show Friends. Lisa Kudrow and Courteney Cox were on the show. Who was asking whom questions?
Courteney Cox was asking Lisa Kudrow. She was giving the clues, and
Friends
Lisa
question.
Kudrow had to give the answers.
All right.
I was married to him. Chandler Bing! where we had coffee. Central Park! He sang a song about it. Smelly Cat! Yeah. He worked at Central Perk. Gopher! Yeah. We had lunch with her every day. She was on the show. Jennifer Aniston! Yeah. He was across the way. We would look at him through the binocular. Oh, Naked Ugly Guard! First name first. You know, say that in a different
naked,
word.
Naked, ugly, naked
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Me.
What?
My character.
Monica Geller!
Yeah.
Kind of cute.
Nice. What joins
all right. So that's
really
nice.
Cute.
Yeah, very cute. All right, Jen, speaking of cute, what's on television tonight?
All right, well, if you absolutely do not want to watch the debate, that's going to be the big show of the night. That and football will be dividing viewers, I would think. The debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific time. If you need something else, Gotham has their second episode of the season where you're following Jim, who's had a very tough time, by the way, over the last couple of days. Lost his job, lost his girlfriend. Now he's trying to find Fish Mooney, so you can catch Gotham on Fox at 8. Also, a new show
very
that's
violent.
Out, Kevin Can Wait. This is Kevin James's new sitcom. It's on CBS at 8:30. And, of course, all the usual suspects. You've got another new episode of The Voice. They're still turning their chair, trying to build their teams, and Dancing with the Stars. We'll see who will live to dance another day.
I think I'll watch an old episode of The Closer.
That sounds riveting.
Way to stay on the cutting edge.
I know, right? That's me.
I don't watch
Danny
Rizzo.
The hour.
Yeah.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at Rite Aid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See Rite Aid.com and circular for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Let's see if we can solve a problem. You know that I like to solve problems. And one of the big problems a lot of parents have, a lot of students have, a lot of families have in our country is the huge student loan debt that impacts so many people, no matter what their age. Let's talk to Michael Blattman, who's the Senior Vice President of ReFinally, which is a company that has entered the student loan marketplace. You got a new product. It looks kind of interesting. Michael, for those of us who have a lot of debt, maybe whether you can refi or whether you are just working with people as they get started, or are you doing both? Explain how this company and this program works, will you please?
Well, this particular company is a student loan reconsolidation company. We don't deal with people that are currently in school. We handle them after they get out of school when they're already incurred a lot of debt and they need to maybe reduce their monthly payments by 40% or, you know, some other features and benefits. But we try to help them manage their lives after they get out of school, because basically what we're finding out is that millennials in particular are putting off major life events for 7 years. And what I mean by that is getting married or having children or buying a house. So by consolidating and reducing your monthly payments by a significant amount will allow you to engage in these other events that you want to pursue.
All right, so how, give us an overview, Michael, will you, of the problem, that is, how much we're talking about in dollars and cents.
in terms of the overall industry, what you have is 43 million people have $1.3 trillion of student loan debt. This is the second largest debt in the United States apart from the mortgage industry. And when the average undergraduate leaves school with $37,000 of debt, and if you go on to graduate school or medical school, you could have several hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, it just multiplies and it just becomes an overall burden. So is there a crisis? Yeah, there is kind of a crisis from a financial point of view, because if the industry somehow implodes like the mortgages did in 2008, it could impact the economy. But on a personal level, when you have 40% of the 43 million people that are either late or delinquent in making their payments, then you've got a situation where it's, there's a ticking bomb here. Hopefully it's not going to explode too loudly, but it seems almost inevitable unless you could get control of your payments and your debt burden. That's where the crisis is nowadays. The average school, the four-year school, costs for the 4 years $129,600. That's a lot of money for an education, yeah. And not too many people know how to finance that without having to incur student loan debt.
This has become a debate, a discussion, if you will, among the presidential candidates. There are plans, or so they say anyway, for student loan refinancing and forgiveness. One candidate was even all about, we'll give you your college for free. That, of course, is nonsense because somebody's going to have to pay for it. So the plans, have you studied the plans of the major presidential contenders and how it might work for people who are borrowing all this, $128,000?
Yeah, I've taken a look, and, it's constantly evolving and changing, so it's like a moving target. So to say what their policy is exactly this hour could be different. However, when you have a Democratic side who wants to have free community college, and again, you made the point, who's going to pay for it? Ultimately, we will with our tax money. Then in terms of four-year colleges, they want to have loan forgiveness after, let's say, 10 years, and whatever's left over, boom, goes away. Now, that's assuming that you're making your payments through the first 10 years and you're not, piling it on and letting it run off at the end. But the problem with that is that nobody is mentioning is that, let's say, if you borrowed $100,000 in student loan debt and you paid off $70,000 in 10 years, that's $30,000 left over that they want to say is eligible for forgiveness. What they're not telling you is that the IRS is saying, well, that $30,000 is not tax deductible, or it's taxable, and so as a result, they're going to get hit with a $30,000 bill in the out years, and when you are, presuming that your career proceeded to, got to a point where you were making a lot of money, you're in a higher tax bracket, and the $30,000 is going to be subject to that higher tax bracket.
All right, Michael Blattman, where do we get more information on this? How can people figure out how the refinance will work?
Well, what I personally is refinally.com. That's refinally.com. Everything you need to know from all the nuts and bolts of student loans and for refinancing, consolidating, and managing your life better after graduation.
Michael Blattman, Senior Vice President of Refinally. It's refinally.com. Michael, thank you for your service.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.